Every day that a marketing problem goes unfixed is a day of missed opportunities. Potential clients who can't understand what you offer won't wait around for you to clarify your message. They'll find someone else who communicates more clearly. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Most business owners are able to tackle marketing, but not so good at monitoring their marketing. You'll spend hours crafting the perfect post, planning your content calendar, and executing your strategy. But when was the last time you stepped back to check whether any of this activity is actually working? The good news is there is a simple way to catch and fix most marketing issues before they become too serious. It's a really simple method to stay ahead of issues and keep your marketing working smoothly. Smart business owners know that creating great content is only half of the equation. The other half is regularly checking whether that content is achieving what you need it to achieve for your business. Today, I'm going to share a simple weekly check that takes 5 minutes, but can save you weeks, months, or even years of wasted effort and lost opportunities. And don't worry, this is not about perfection or complex analytics. It's about staying up to date and aware of whether your marketing is serving your business goals. So far, this series, Marketing That Actually Gets Results, has covered building sustainable routines, connecting your platforms, understanding compound growth, strategic content batching, capturing attention, nurturing through email, and converting followers into clients. Today, we're adding in the monitoring layer that's going to ensure that all of those strategies keep working for you for the long term. Before we dive in, if you're thinking, yes, I need a system and some help to stay on top of this, then join us at Marketing Mondays. Every Monday until the end of September, it's free and it happens at 9 a.m. UK time, where we work through practical challenges like this together, including how to spot problems early and course correct quickly. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join our community. Most business owners discover marketing problems when it's almost too late to fix them. The leads have dried up, the audience has become confused, the opportunities have already been missed. This happens because we treat marketing like a one and done or a set it and forget it. We set up our content calendar, start posting regularly, and assume everything will keep working automatically. But marketing isn't static. Your audience changes, platforms evolve, your business develops, and external factors shift constantly. Without regular monitoring, small issues compound into major problems. A slightly confused message becomes widespread audience confusion. A minor dip in engagement becomes a significant drop in visibility. A brief content gap becomes a lead gen disaster. Every day that a marketing problem goes unfixed is a day of missed opportunities. Potential clients who can't understand what you offer won't wait around for you to clarify your message. They'll find someone else who communicates more clearly. The goal isn't to catch every tiny fluctuation or optimize every small detail. Instead, it's about noticing when something significant has shifted and responding before it becomes a major problem. Think of it like monitoring your physical health. You don't need to check your vital signs every hour, but you pay attention to how you feel and notice when something feels off. Early intervention prevents minor issues from becoming serious problems. The health of your business and marketing results deserve the same level of attention. Regular check-ins to help you spot trends, catch problems early, and make adjustments while they're still simple to implement. This skill comes from regular monitoring combined with experience, and the weekly check system I'm about to share will help you develop both. Okay, so let's get into this practical system that's going to keep your marketing on track. The check covers 5 essential areas that, when monitored weekly, will catch 90% of marketing problems before they become serious. You can do this entire check in 5 minutes because we're not deep diving into analytics or complex data. We're simply noting patterns and flagging anything that needs attention. And to be honest, this can expand well beyond your content and your marketing. When I had my first business, we used to have weekly checks that included keeping an eye on what was happening on our website. And thank goodness we did, because once there was a major issue, a breakdown in communication between the back end of the website where people were submitting inquiries. For us, it was birthday party inquiries in this example. We used to get around 5 birthday party inquiries a week. And because we had our weekly check, we were able to notice really quickly that we hadn't had a single inquiry that week. And what we realized was that the form had stopped speaking to our emails. The systems had become unlinked, if you like. But the weekly check helped us to make sure that we didn't miss out on too many opportunities. All right, so back to your marketing. And check number one is your content performance overview. Start with a quick scan of your recent content performance across all platforms. You're not looking for detailed analytics, remember, just getting a feel for what's working and what's not. So ask yourself, are people engaging with my content at roughly the same level as usual? Has anything dramatically outperformed or underperformed compared to my normal range? If you normally get 10 to 30 likes on LinkedIn posts and suddenly you're getting 3 to 5, that's worth noting. If your Instagram stories usually get 2 to 400 views and they're suddenly getting 20 to 40, pay attention to that. You don't need to panic about any small variations, but significant drops or spikes do tell you something important about your content or your audience. The goal isn't to achieve consistent metrics. That's impossible. The goal is to notice when something has shifted significantly enough to warrant further investigation. Check number two, your message clarity assessment. This one's simple but powerful. Look at your recent content and ask yourself, if someone discovered my business for the first time this week, would they understand what I do and who I help? Read through your recent posts as if you're seeing your business for the first time. And look at your videos as well. Is it immediately clear what services you offer? Would a potential client know how to take the next step towards working with you? Often we get so focused on providing value and building relationships that we forget to clearly communicate what we actually do. This check ensures your marketing maintains commercial clarity alongside educational content. If you can't quickly answer what you do and who you help from your recent content, your audience probably can't either. Check number three is your lead generation pipeline. Take a quick look at your lead gen activities over the past week. Have you offered ways for people to connect with you beyond simply following your social media? This might be promoting a lead magnet, mentioning your services, inviting people to book consultations, or encouraging email signups. You don't need to be selling constantly, but you should be creating regular opportunities for interested people to move closer towards working with you. If you've spent the week providing value but haven't created any pathways for deeper engagement, you're missing out on sales. The most successful service-based businesses consistently balance value provision with invitation. This check makes sure that you're maintaining that balance. Check number four, audience engagement quality. This goes beyond counting likes and comments. You're looking at the quality of engagement you're receiving. Are people asking thoughtful questions, sharing their experiences, tagging colleagues? High quality engagement indicates your content is resonating and encouraging meaningful interaction. Surface level engagement, on the other hand, might suggest your content isn't connecting as deeply as it could. Pay attention to the types of responses you're getting. Comments like, "great post," are nice, but they don't indicate deep engagement. Comments that share personal experiences or ask specific questions show that your content is genuinely helping people. I went in deep on this concept in episode 36, so make sure you have a listen after this episode if you haven't already. You want to see engagement that demonstrates people are actually absorbing and thinking about your content, not simply scrolling past and hitting like. And check number five is your platform algorithm health. Finally, take a look at your reach and visibility across all platforms. Are your posts being shown to roughly the same number of people as usual? Most platforms provide basic reach stats that you can check quickly. You're not looking for detailed analysis, remember, simply noting whether your content is being distributed normally. If your reach has dropped significantly without an obvious cause, it might indicate changes in platform algorithms or issues with your content strategy or technical problems that need addressing. This isn't about trying to game the algorithms or maximize reach at all costs. It's about making sure your content is seen by the audience you've worked so hard to build. A sudden drop in reach often indicates a problem that can be addressed quickly if it's caught early, but it becomes harder to fix the longer it persists. While most marketing issues can wait for your weekly check, some situations do need more immediate attention. Learning to recognize these issues helps you respond quickly when it really matters. So if your engagement drops, for example, by more than 50% across multiple posts and platforms within a short period of time, you're going to need to investigate immediately. It usually indicates a technical issue. That's assuming that you have been creating content at the same rate as usual. Or it might be a significant messaging problem or an external factor affecting your business. Don't wait for your weekly check if you notice this type of pattern. Log into your platform analytics, review your recent content for any potential issues, and consider reaching out to your audience directly to understand what's happening. When multiple people ask the same questions when it comes to trying to clarify your services, or they express confusion about what your offer is, you need to make sure that you address this immediately, because confused audiences don't buy. And confusion spreads quickly if it's left uncorrected. So review your recent messaging for clarity issues, consider posting a clarifying statement or a carousel, pinned post, and adjust your upcoming content to address any confusion directly. Also, make sure you look out for those technical issues across your platforms. If people report problems accessing your website, your booking system, or your lead magnets, make sure you fix those as quickly as possible, because every hour that a technical problem persists is lost business opportunities. Try and set up basic monitoring for your key systems and then respond to any technical reports as urgent priorities. We don't want anything stopping your marketing from working and converting into those sales. Also, if a problem that you've noticed in your weekly check continues getting worse each week, escalate your response. What starts as a minor engagement dip can quickly become a significant visibility problem if things continue to go on unchecked. So never assume that problems will resolve themselves. Marketing issues typically require active intervention to improve. But the good news is that most marketing problems do have straightforward solutions once you've identified them. And having a toolkit of quick fixes helps you respond effectively to common issues without overcomplicating your approach. When engagement drops, the fastest fix is usually increasing the interactive elements in your content. Things like asking direct questions, creating polls, sharing relatable scenarios that encourage people to comment with their experiences. Engagement leads to more engagement. Posts that generate initial comments tend to receive more comments throughout their lifespan. When your audience seems confused about what you offer, create a simple clarification post that clearly states who you help and how. Never assume people remember your previous explanations, and remember that new followers join constantly and everybody needs regular reminders. Try to use plain language and specific examples. So instead of saying, "I help entrepreneurs grow their businesses," try saying, "I help scaling business owners attract more clients through strategic multi-channel marketing." Little example from my business there. And if your reach drops, review your recent content for common platform penalties. Are you using too many hashtags? Posting external links too frequently? Using flagged keywords? Most reach declines result from minor technical issues that are easily corrected once they've been identified. Whenever your content stops performing well, review what's changed in your approach. Are you solving the same problems your audience still cares about? Have you shifted away from topics that previously resonated? Often returning to successful content themes while updating the specific examples or approaches can restore the performance of your marketing really quickly. And if leads dry up, increase your calls to action and lead magnet promotion. Many business owners stop promoting their lead magnets after they've had an initial flurry of signups, but consistent promotion is required for consistent results. If you need ideas of where to share your lead magnet, I've got a freebie to help with that. You'll find it at nikkihutchison.com/1010places to share. Also, review your recent content for commercial elements. If you've been focusing entirely on providing value without inviting deeper engagement or further connection, make sure you adjust that balance. The hardest part of any monitoring system isn't learning what to check, it's remembering to do the checks consistently. So building this into a sustainable habit, make sure that it's actually going to happen week after week. I highly recommend you add this 5-minute check into your marketing activities. Try and link it to something that you already do weekly. Many business owners find Monday morning, like me, or Friday afternoon work well, either starting the week with awareness or ending it with reflection. But choose a time, whenever it is, when you're naturally reviewing your business activities anyway. Don't create a completely separate block of time because that makes it easier to skip altogether. Resist the temptation also to expand this into a comprehensive analytics review. The power of this system lies in its simplicity and speed. 5 minutes of regular attention will beat 1 hour of monthly analysis for catching these types of problems early. And if you find yourself spending more than 10 minutes on the check, you're going too deep. So step back and focus on the big picture patterns, not really detailed metrics. And make sure you keep brief notes about what you notice each week. This is going to help you distinguish between normal fluctuations and genuine trends over time. Unless you love diving deep into the data, you don't need elaborate tracking systems. Just a simple note about anything significant you've picked up on. Over months, these notes will reveal patterns that can inform your marketing strategy. However, the check's only worth doing if you then respond to what you discover. When you notice something worth addressing, add it to your task list or content calendar immediately. And don't let your findings accumulate without action. The goal is early intervention, which requires prompt response to early warning signs. And if your check reveals positive trends or successful content, take a moment to celebrate, but also understand why those successes happened. This will build your understanding of what works for your specific audience and business. Success patterns are as important to notice as problem patterns because they'll help you improve your marketing effectiveness over time. Business owners who see consistent marketing results don't rely on luck or hope. They create systems, including these ones that catch problems early and build on successes systematically. Your 5-minute weekly check joins the other systems we've covered in this series, and together they create a marketing system that works reliably to grow your business. Most importantly, it works even when you're busy with other priorities, because the monitoring part ensures that problems get caught and addressed before they become crisis. Marketing doesn't have to be stressful or overwhelming, particularly when you have systems that keep everything running smoothly. And this weekly check is your insurance policy against marketing disasters and your early warning system for opportunities. If you want hands-on support implementing this monitoring system and learning how to spot these patterns in your own business, come and join me at Marketing Mondays. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join our community, where we work through these practical challenges together. And it's completely free until the end of September. Thank you so much for joining me today on From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing tips and strategies to help you market your business more effectively in less time. Until then, take care and keep marketing.